Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name's Travis, and it's great to be with all of you. If you're new with us, welcome. We are in a season of the podcast where we are spending every day with Jesus. And some of us are developing that habit, and some of us have already had that habit developed, but it's wonderful. And honestly, it's not always wonderful because we don't always feel like we want to spend time with Jesus. It's really like any relationship. There are different seasons and different kinds of feelings. And so faithfulness and love are to be prioritized, even when the feelings are not there. And sometimes we will find that when we choose faithfulness, when the feeling is not there, the feeling will arrive. But if we don't choose faithfulness when the feeling is not there, we may never experience that feeling again. And so our relationship with Jesus is like any relationship. It's a real relationship. And there are always, always, always seasons when it comes to a relationship. And so every day with Jesus, so we get up and we open up to a passage of scripture and we pray and we meditate and maybe do a little bit of journaling, which is, you know, writing down our journey, our history with Jesus. And so find that spot and let's begin. In just a moment, I'm going to read a passage out of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 14. So you can turn there if you would like to. And the title of the podcast this morning is Walking Toward Jesus. Walking toward Jesus. And we're going to look at the famous passage where Jesus is walking on the water and then Peter starts to walk on the water. So Walking Toward Jesus is the title of our podcast this morning. And I have a question, as I usually like to begin with, to get us into the space that this passage is going to summon us into. And the question it goes, you know, something like this. What would it look like for us to walk toward Jesus? Because that's going to be the heart of this passage. What does it look like for us to walk toward Jesus? And that will make much more sense after we read the passage, but just if we could begin to go there, because when I ask myself that question, what does it look like for me to walk toward Jesus? What does it look like for me to get out of the boat and fix my eyes on Jesus and walk toward Him? What does that look like in my life today, right now, in this season? What is God calling me to? What am I to say yes to? What does it look like to get out of the boat and walk toward Jesus? Because when you answer that question, it's going to be a different answer. When I answer that question, it's going to be a different answer. When I answered that question 4 years ago, it was a different answer than it is today. And when I answer that question 4 years from now, it will be a different answer. So what does it look like for you to get out of the boat and walk toward Jesus? Just take a moment, press into that question, because that is really the question that this powerful passage brings to us so that we could go to work on it. So walking toward Jesus. So go ahead and go to Matthew chapter 14, beginning in verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side of the lake, while he dismissed the crowd. Now, after he had dismissed them, he went on to a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." Now, we're going to stop there because this is going to be part one of a two-part podcast, so we'll do the rest of the story tomorrow. But what an amazing, amazing story. And remember, the question is, what does it look like for us to get out of the boat and walk on the water toward Jesus, walking toward Jesus? What does that look like? Because that really is the question. And if you could just get that answer in your mind, this passage, this podcast will be so much more powerful. So you could just get that answer in your mind. Just let the Spirit of God highlight to you what it looks like for you right here, right now, in your stage of life, in your relationships, in your, you know, sphere, to get out of the boat and walk on the water toward Jesus. Notice Jesus says, "Take courage. Take courage. Don't be afraid. Take courage." Because getting out of the boat and walking on the water, whatever that looks like for you or whatever that looks like for me, is absolutely going to take courage. And remember, as someone said, I think it was one of our presidents, I can't remember now, but courage is not the absence of fear. Courage and fear are not antithetical. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is acting or walking or moving or going in fear, in spite of fear, in the midst of fear. And so Jesus says, take courage. Take courage, because getting out of the boat, whatever that looks like for you. And again, what does that look like for you? Is going to take courage. Peter says, if that's you, let me walk to you. Now, just a bit of local color about this story. If you've grown up hearing this story, it's like, well, yeah, Jesus walked on water. And then, yeah, Peter walked on water to Jesus. But if you haven't grown up listening to this story, it's like, what? Jesus is walking on water? What kind of story is this? What? That's crazy. That's ridiculous. That's a fabrication. So I think those of us that have grown up in church need to realize that some of the stuff we just take for granted because we were taught it as children are things that our modern world just does not take for granted. I do believe that this story happened, and I think it's an extraordinary story. And I think that there's a bit more going on as we set this story within the larger story of Scripture, and that is, when Jesus walks on water, what he is saying is, I have authority over nature. Because if we go back to the beginning of the story, God created this world. He put Adam and Eve in this world to bear his image, and he said, rule over this world, take authority over this world. And Adam and Eve were given authority over nature to be stewards and rulers over creation, to exert God's wise and loving stewardship over the world. And they gave that authority away. They abdicated that authority. They gave it over to the enemy. And so Jesus comes and arrives as the true Adam, the true human, and he begins to take authority over the enemy, authority over disease, authority over nature. And so many of the miracles of Jesus are authority over nature miracles. And so Jesus is not so much saying, look at me, I'm God. He's saying, look at me, I'm a truly and fully functioning human being that is doing what Adam and Eve were called to do, taking authority over nature. And this points forward to the ultimate fulfillment of God's world, where he restores creation and gives humankind, those who have put their faith and trust in him, full authority over nature. And I think when Peter walks on water toward Jesus, that's saying, not only do I have authority over nature, but I am going to teach you who follow me how to have authority over nature. And of course, the fulfillment will not be until God restores his world. But there's a lot going on there. It's not just an odd thing of Jesus walking on water. Woo, woo, woo. What a great trick. Wow, that's amazing. No. It's saying something very, very powerful about God and what humanity was intended to be within the world and how that's being restored and how it will be restored and shared. So anyway, I could go on and on and on, but I think that's very important if we're going to understand historically and theologically what's going on in the text. But Peter says, if that's you, I want to come out to you. And Jesus says, come. God is always calling. He's always calling us out of the boat and onto the water to walk toward him in big and in small ways. And so right now he is calling you. He is saying, come, and the question is, will we take that step and do whatever it is that it means for us to get out of the boat and onto the water? And he walked on the water. That's in the text. Peter walked on the water. He got out of the bench and into the game. He got into the arena. He entered into life. And this is the life that we were created for. Again, in Genesis 1 and 2, God said to Adam and Eve, here's my world. Go, expand the garden, make maps, build, create, go, walk on water, go. There's an implied eschatology in Eden. Go, expand, go, do, build, be, start, go. That's the exciting reality, the cultural mandate of what God's called humankind to be. And so before we close, just notice the journey of this passage from the boat to the water. That's the journey from safety to not so safe. The journey is from staying in the boat to stepping out on the water. What does that look like for you in your marriage, in your relationships, in your vocation, with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend, you as a person? And this is that moment like in the movie The Matrix, where Neo has to decide, am I going to take the blue pill or the red pill? If I take the blue pill, I'll forget all that I'm seeing and realizing, and I'll wake up in my bed tomorrow morning and just life as usual in the boat. But if I take the red pill, I get to see how deep the rabbit hole goes. I get to see what it is that I'm beginning to see. It's like Lucy in the Chronicles of Narnia that's playing hide and seek with her brothers and sisters. And all of a sudden she goes into the wardrobe and she sees that there's no back to the wardrobe. And she feels this kind of cool air and breeze. And is she going to walk into the wardrobe and out into Narnia, or is she going to go back into the house? This is the moment. What does it look like for you to get out of the boat and on to the water? Pray, meditate, journal, enjoy a conversation with Jesus that will last throughout the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.